每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
5月11日，如何祷告？你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。马太福音7章7节。即便是一个小孩子，也懂怎么表达要求。祷告是神的孩子的必修课程。耶稣说，你们祷告的时候说，我们在天上的父。我们小区有一些孩子，我经常给他们一些衣物，他们也经常跟我要，我都答应，我把他们当成自己的孩子。我对他们有负担，神对他的儿女有特别的负担。除非我们重生成为他的儿女，我们没有权利开口向他祈求。约翰福音1章12节说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。有的新基督徒跟我说，他们不知道怎么祷告，不知道说什么。当我们的孩子刚开始学说话，又找不到合适的词语时，他们还是会设法让我和妻子明白他们的意思。他们出错，却更让我们疼爱。事实上，我相信，与大多数成年人流利准确的说话相比，我更珍惜的是他们早期的对话尝试。哦，朋友，如果你觉得神没有听你的祷告，不要着急。神要你跟他建立像儿女般属灵的亲密关系。腓立比书2章15节说，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。我们来一起祷告。天父，我们祈求你的同在，我们祈求你圣灵的引导，求你向我们显明你的爱与恩慈，让我们感受到你是如此在乎我们。奉耶稣的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
May 11th, How to Pray. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Matthew 7:7. Even a child can understand these instructions. Prayer is for God's children. Jesus said, when you pray, say, Our Father. There were children in our neighborhood for whom I provided all clothing, food, and the necessities of life. They asked freely of me, and their requests were usually granted. They were my children. By virtue of their relationship to me, I had a particular responsibility to them. God has a particular responsibility to his children. And unless we have been born into the family of God through the new birth, we have no right to ask favors of God. The Bible says, But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name. John 1:12. I have had new Christians say to me, I don't know how to pray. I don't have the right words. When our children were just learning to talk and had difficulty finding the right words, they still managed to make themselves understood to my wife and me. And the mistakes they made only endeared them to us. In fact, I'm sure I treasured their early attempts at conversation more than the words of most adults speaking without hesitation and without error. Oh, my anxious friend, whose prayers have not been answered, God invites you to the intimacy of spiritual sonship, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation among whom you shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2:15. Let us pray. Father, we ask for your presence. We ask for your Holy Spirit. We ask for your guidance. We ask for you to reveal your love and mercy to us so that we will sense how much you care for us. In Jesus' name, amen.